From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Zimbabwe's state-run newspaper has published what it calls new photos of President Robert Mugabe meeting with Army Commander Constantino Chiwenga as talks continue on a resolution to the political turmoil and the likely end to Mugabe's decade-long rule. Chatham House analyst Knox Chitio cautions against speculation, but negotiations could indicate
there are strong rumors that he will be stepping down in the next few days. I think this still needs to be verified, but there's strong rumors. But it's very, very clear that we're talking a matter of days now.
Chitio says the military has wanted a dignified exit for Mugabe, who has ruled since independence from white minority rule in 1980. At least 10 people have been killed and many more wounded by a suicide bomb attack near a political gathering in Kabul, Afghanistan. A city police spokesperson told VOA 8 security officials, including a senior police commander, were among the dead in the attack. The bomber wanted to enter an event hall where supporters of Balkh Province Governor Atta Mohamed Noort had gathered to honor his national services. But tight security around the venue prompted the attacker to blow himself up at the outer security post. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for the attack. Cambodia's Supreme Court has dissolved the country's main opposition party in a ruling likely to cement Prime Minister Hun Sen's already expansive grip on power. Thursday's unanimous ruling by the 9-member court also bans 118 members of the now-defunct Cambodia National Rescue Party from any political activity for the next 5 years. Follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News.